it took a little time to get going, but into Friday, we're finally seeing a little more of that steady U.S. dollar outflow and renewed demand for U.S. equities. Wednesday's Fed decision had plenty for doves to chew on, including a central bank that signaled rate cuts would still be needed this year, the Fed chair's belief that policy was restrictive, and plans to scale back quantitative tightening. So this looks to be what's driving flow into the end of the week. Elsewhere, there's been a bit of a sideshow in Japan, where it certainly feels like there is been an official response in the yen, whether confirmed or not. Japanese officials had been warning of intervention as the yen sunk to a 34-year low against the U.S. dollar, and the fact that there have been some aggressive yen rallies and the yen stands out as the clear outperformer on the week makes it rather easy to come to the conclusion that official action has likely been taken to defend the yen against additional weakness. Looking ahead, the big event for the day will unquestionably come from the U.S. jobs report, which could drive even more dollar selling and risk on flow if the headline data comes in as expected, or of course even softer than expected, while also producing a cooler hourly earnings print. This type of data result would further justify a more dovish, investor-friendly Fed policy track. If, on the other hand, the data comes in strong and produces an above-forecast hourly earnings component, we could quickly see the dollar making a comeback and stocks selling off. As of now, the market is pricing about 40 basis points of Fed cuts in 2024, up from 28 basis points pre-Fed decision. Other key standouts on Friday's calendar come from UK PMI reads and Eurozone unemployment data. That's all for now.